السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على السلام حي على السلام حي الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون صدق الله العظيم. We start out by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who is worthy of all of our praise and our gratitude. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who watches over us. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who listens to us. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who showers us with his mercies and bounties. We send peace and blessing upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the one that was not only sent as a mercy to us, but as an example of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to worship and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to interact with one another. We then send peace and blessing upon the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those who helped him and aided him, his family members, amma ba'd, thereafter. As the new year comes in, many times what happens is that we look towards other people. And we look for successful people, people that are doing good in life, whether this is in academics or finances or physique. Any realm you take, we look to somebody that we can then take on as a role model, as an idol, who I can be like. And this is where the whole concept of influencers and people famous on social media, it stems from, because we're all looking for somebody that can be a motivation to us. You look at a person who is into education and their feed on Instagram will be a people that are excellent in this field. You look at a youth who wants to work out and, you know, build a physique. On his feed, he'll have bodybuilders. Likewise, Islam holds a strong importance in having good role models. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran over and over brings different stories of the Prophet Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam to leave us with a role model. That look, if you inspire to be like somebody, then be like one of these. And after the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, he leaves us a group of people that can all be taken as guiding stars. Ashabika al-Nujum. The companions around the Prophet ﷺ are all role models that if you take any one of them and follow them, then they will guide you to the straight path. The Islamic month that we're currently in is Jama'ad al-Thani. And usually, one thing I like to do is look at the Islamic months and bring some of the history of what happened in these Islamic months. Again, we usually talk about Ramadan and Muharram, and that's great, but then looking at the other months, what are the main events that happened this Islamic month? And you look at Jama'ad al-Thani, and one of the greatest events that happened was the passing away of As-Siddiq Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an. And Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an, you know, if you try to look at the lessons of this man's life, the reality is one khutbah is not enough. Two khutbahs is not enough. You can have a different lesson from every phase of his life. And some of us might think, well, okay, the khutbah is just going to be about a companion, which was 1400 years ago. How is this relevant into my life? But the reality is some of the struggles that Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala went through are the same struggles that you and I go through today. Some of the qualities that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu had, if we were to implement those qualities into our lives, the problems that we have would go away. One of the biggest qualities that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu had was, of course, is that he was a loyal friend to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to the final moments of his life, his loyalty, his sincerity, you know, our problem is we're not loyal. Today we follow this person, today this person means everything to us, but the moment that this person makes a small mistake, we drop them like a bad habit and jump to the next person, and then the next person, and then the next person. And to the point that our relationships are very similar as well. Today you are my best friend, and that person my best friend, and that person my best friend. Today I'm with this person, tomorrow I'm hanging with that person, and our loyalty and our sincerity is slowly, slowly fading away. Whereas the Prophet ﷺ says, "Ad-din nasiha," religion is about sincerity, religion is about loyalty. The companions asked, "Ya Rasulullah, who should we be loyal to?" And the Prophet ﷺ then went on and said, "Lillahi wa li rasulihi," right? To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to them, be loyal to Allah in your religion, in your faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we spoke about this before, that this loyalty doesn't just spring up. You actually have to go and build that love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then for the Prophet ﷺ, then for the religion, then for the books, then for the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and then for the leaders of the believers, and then for the common person, each of these, there has to be some sort of loyalty. And the loyalty of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was that he was with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from day one. There was no jumping teams. There was no, okay, today I'm with you, tomorrow I'm not with you. Toward the end of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he comes to the masjid. This is after he can no longer lead salah. He wasn't physically able to pray and lead salah, so he's now praying at home, but somehow with the aid of a couple of companions, he comes to the masjid, and he says, is there anybody that I owe something to? Do I owe anyone something? And a few people stood up, and the Prophet ﷺ had it paid off. Then the Rasulullah ﷺ says, I have paid off everybody. Anybody that has ever done a favor upon me, I have taken care of it. Except for Ibn Abi Quhafa. Except for this one man, I haven't and I cannot pay off all of his favors of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. That was the loyalty of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he then goes into detail. He goes, he married his daughter to me. He performed hijrah with me. He believed in me when nobody believed in me. He spent his wealth on me. So much that he did. And Abu Bakr, as he's saying this, you know, and you and I at this point would probably be like, yeah, this is who I am. Abu Bakr, he says, Ya Rasulullah, what am I and what am my wealth except for you? Ya Rasulullah, what am I and what am my wealth except for you? And this is the lesson of loyalty that Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, he leaves behind. Another lesson we learn from the life of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala is Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, more than he did good for himself, he first looked for good towards others. And this quality was not just recognized by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not just recognized by the companions. Again, the companions understood Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu was the person who freed Bilal radiallahu ta'ala. He was the person who freed Khabbab radiallahu ta'ala. And so many different Sahaba and Tajmain were freed at the hands of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. But even the non-Muslims appreciated this about him. In the 10th year of Islam, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, he goes to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, Ya Rasulullah, too much. There's too much happening here in Mecca. I can't bear it anymore. Now, I want you to understand, what does this mean? The person that was with the Prophet ﷺ since day one, who never left the side of the Prophet ﷺ, and now goes to Rasulullah ﷺ and says, Ya Rasulullah, I can't bear it. They just got out of this boycott and said, Ya Rasulullah, it's too much. Give me permission to leave. I'm going to leave Mecca and go somewhere else. And you can just imagine the pain that the Prophet ﷺ had in his heart, saying, my best friend, the person that's closest to me after my family. And the Prophet ﷺ openly says this one time, a man comes to the Prophet ﷺ and says, Ya Rasulullah, who is the most beloved to you? And he says, my wife Aisha. And they said, ah, okay, after Aisha, he says, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. So many different occasions, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gives virtue of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq in an open gathering. In one narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, I have two friends in the skies that whenever I need them, I call upon them and they will always be there for me. He says that it's Jibra'il and Mika'il. He goes, and I have two friends on the earth. Whenever I have called upon them, whenever I have summoned upon them, they've always stood up. And he says that is Abu Bakr as-Siddiq and Umar bin Khattab. Now, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq goes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, Ya Rasulullah, I'm at a boiling point. I can't take it no more. Give me permission. As much as it hates me to leave my friend, I have to go. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam here, he's saying to Abu Bakr, Abu Bakr, I hate to see you go. You're leaving today. I hate to see you go, but I understand. Go ahead. And Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, as he's leaving, he meets with a man by the name of Abu Dughunna. Abu Dughunna, who's not Muslim. He says to Abu Bakr Adhan, he says, Abu Bakr Adhan, ila aina? Where are you off to? And Abu Bakr Adhan says that my people have left me no choice but to leave. He says, I receive great harm from them, from my own people. And they put me through so much difficulty. that I have no choice but to leave today. And Abu Dughunna, he says some words. He said, Abu Bakr, a man like you, not because you're rich, not because you come from a good family, not because you are prestigious in their community or a leader. He said, a man like you who helps others, who's always in the service of the people around him, that person should not leave, and we should not let that person leave. You want to leave Frisco? Absolutely not. There's no way we will let you leave Frisco. Why? Because our community needs people like you. They aren't self-centered. They aren't just worried about myself, nafsi, nafsi. But we need people like Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, and they are always looking out for others. Abu Dughunna says, do you know what? I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure a man like you stays in Makkah. Why? Because you raise the value of Makkah. He says, come with me. And he goes to the middle of Makkah and he says, I, Abu Dughunna, I give my protection to Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, Abu Bakr Siddiq. Even though, now think about this, their theological beliefs are different. He's not Muslim. But he can appreciate this quality that this person is good to others. Now you might say, okay, this was maybe in the early stages in the life of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But what about when Abu Bakr became Khalifa? And there's a narration, a very famous narration of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Umar bin Khattab says that every morning when Abu Bakr was Khalifa, right? So at this point, he is ruling the Muslim Ummah. Very important decisions are being made by Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Abu Bakr is sending out armies with Khalid bin Walid. Khalid, these people have rejected zakat, go and take care of them. He says, Khalid, that person right there, Musaylam al-Kadhab, he claims to be a prophet, we have to deal with him, go and deal with him. He now gets the message that about Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that we should compile the Quran in a book form. In the daytime, he's making these very important decisions. But Umar bin Khattab says that every morning after Fajr, I see Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, instead of going home, and trust me, after Fajr, everybody wants to just go home, right? He says, instead of going home, he goes to the outskirts of Medina, on the opposite direction. I see this one day, I see this 2 days. And curiosity kind of gets to me that, where is he off to? Where does he go? And you and I would probably like jump to some crazy assumption. Maybe he goes to do something haram, na'udhu billah min dhalik. Again, if we saw somebody else, but of course you can't think about that, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He said, one day I follow Abu Bakr. Umar bin Khattab says, I followed him. I stayed at a distance where he was at the end of where my eye can see. I was at a good distance. And I saw him go into a house. And he stayed there for an extended period of time. So we went there after Fajr, and he comes back after sunrise for a long period of time. I hide and I let Abu Bakr leave and go back to Medina. And when I can no longer see him, I go into the house. I take permission. I go into the house. And I see this old lady there with a bunch of children. And I ask this old lady, Masha'anuk, what's your situation? And the lady says, I'm weak, I'm old, I'm blind. And I have these orphans with me. I can't do a lot of the work, the day-to-day chores. He then asks, who was this man? She says, this man comes every day, and he does the following. He sweeps my floors. He washes my dishes. He cleans our clothes, he fills up the water bag, he kneads the bread, and he makes breakfast for us, and he leaves. Umar bin Khattab, he asks the lady, do you know who he is? What's his name? He has never told me his name. He hasn't told me his name. I don't know who he is. I just know that there is a blessed soul that comes here to the outskirts of Medina, a place where nobody even knows about us, and he takes care of my needs every single day. Umar bin Khattab, he, as he finishes the hadith, says that After you, Abu Bakr, what can we do? Like, how can we top that? How can we do better than that? And this is the example that Abu Bakr leaves for us. As this new year kicks in, you ask yourself, how is your loyalty? How much service are you in other people? Another quality of Abu Bakr, and this is a quality that many of us, including myself, sometimes fall weak to. You know, if a hardship comes in your life, may Allah not test us, and if He does test us, may He give us the strength and patience to put up with those hardships. Many times, when a hardship comes into our life, it's very easy to lose composure. You change. The real side, not change, but the real side of you will come out. You get to know a person when you see them facing difficulties. And that's why in one hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that when you travel with somebody and they're faced with these difficulties, they're not in their comfort zone, you see the real side of them. In the 23rd year of Islam, Abu Bakr Adhan, one day he goes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and says, Ya Rasulullah, you've been ill for some days, you've been sick for some days. Today you're doing better, your health is a little better. Is it okay if I go and spend time with my wife? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, sure, go ahead. And I always think about this one point, that his whole life he was with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But this one day, he wasn't there. And I asked myself, why? This was the day that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, on a Monday. On the 12th of Rabi'ul, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam breathed his last breath, Abu Bakr was not there. When he hears this news, he comes back to Medina to Munawwara. And he goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where the body of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. And when I ask this question, why wasn't he there? The answer that I can think of, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew that we needed Abu Bakr on that day. The Muslim Ummah needed somebody who had composure. Because if he was there and he saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam breathed his last breath, I don't know how Abu Bakr, how I would feel if I had to see my close friend in that situation. He goes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he uncovers the head of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he kisses the forehead and he says, you lived a beautiful life. The example that you've left behind for every single Muslim, no matter where they are, no matter what age they may be, is timeless. It's forever, it's beautiful. He said, you lived a beautiful life and you passed away a beautiful death. In a moment where other companions have lost their composure, Ali al-Tan is no longer speaking. Umar al-Tan is dealing with it in his own way. One man got up and he held his composure, teaching us when hardships come to you, calm down, relax. Instead of taking it off on your children, instead of unleashing it on your wife or on your husband, calm down. Think through it. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, he gets up and he says, that whoever worshipped the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has passed away. But whoever worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَإِنَّهُ حَيٌّ لَا يَمُوتُ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alive and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not die. And the companion said that when we heard Abu Bakr say that, it brought life into us. You know, and there's not enough time to speak about the whole life of Abu Bakr. On the final day of the life of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he lived for 2 years after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He asked his daughter Aisha radiallahu anha, he says, Aisha, what day is it? She says, can you imagine? He's sick, he's ill, he's on his deathbed, but yet his mind is just on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, Aisha, what day is it? And she goes, Abba, it's Monday. He says, Monday was the day that my beloved left the world. Monday was the day that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died. says, today I will join him. You and I would fight for it. Give me one more day. Give me one more hour. Give me some more time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran says that when the time of death comes, they will say, no, give me a little bit more extra. But he says, if my beloved, if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left on this day, then this is the day that I want to be. And on that day, in Jama'ad al-Thani, the month that we are in right now, on a Monday, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu passed away. And he was buried next to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And of course, when the time of Umar radiallahu anhu came, Umar radiallahu anhu was buried next to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. And one final hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, on the day of judgment, when the second blowing of the trumpet will be done, he said, first I will stand up from my grave. And then with me, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And then after him, Umar bin Khattab. Then the people of Baqi. And then everybody else. This man, because of his loyalty to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because of his love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because of this quality of wanting to do good to others, his sincerity, again, the list can go on and on and on. There's a lot more here in this khutbah. But because of these qualities that you and I, coming into this New Year's, can implement into ourselves, you want a role model? Take Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu as a role model. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان أو الله سبحانه وتعالى we ask for infinite mercy Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask to have mercy upon our community. Oh Allah, have mercy upon our parents. Oh Allah, have mercy upon our spouses and our children. Oh Allah, have mercy upon our youth. Oh Allah, we ask for unity amongst our community. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you make us loyal to our deen. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you give us undying love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, we ask that you make us people who do good for others, who give preference to others before ourselves. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you make the companions and the prophets the role models for our children. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask you give us the characteristics and us the lessons from the life of the companions and the Prophet of Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask you to send peace and blessing upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and companions. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if there's anybody going through any type of difficulty, oh Allah, we ask you to remove those difficulties. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you forgive our sins. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you pardon our mistakes. Oh Allah, we ask that you overlook our shortcomings. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those of us that have loved ones, you give them shifa. Those of us that have loved ones that have passed away, especially Brother Tamim's father-in-law. Oh Allah, we ask that you forgive all of their sins. Oh Allah, we ask that you give them their families. Oh Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa aqim salam.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. Hayya lis-salah, hayya lis-salah, hayya lil-falah, hayya lil-falah. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفع لك ذكرك، مع العسر يسرا، إن مع العسر، فإذا فرغ انصب ربك فارغب. سمي الله الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله الرحمن الرحيم مالك الدين، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. لإيلاف قريش، إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف، فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. الله أكبر. سمي الله لمن الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
ورحمة الله وبركاته. Just a quick dua request. Brother Tamim Ansari, who is a frequent volunteer here at the masjid, his son Hatim is a volunteer as well. Tamim Bhai's father-in-law has passed away in India. On Monday, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all of his sins. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raises his ranks in Jannah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the family strength and patience during these hard times. Amin ya Rabbal Alameen. Also, another announcement, inshallah, tonight we will be having our youth program, VIPs of Islam after Isha Salah. We'll be talking about the two neighbors in Qas and Talha bin Uba. And inshallah, after that, dinner will be served. So this is open to all the youth and community. We won't be checking IDs.
Seminary program open house on January 15th after Maghrib Salah. This is a seminary school for adults, so if you'd like to come check that out on the 15th after Maghrib. The ICF 2023-24 calendar is available for pickup at the front office for free or at the top of the stairs for the sisters on the second floor, so go ahead and grab a copy today. The finance and marketing teams are looking for volunteers, so if you are interested in volunteering for finance or marketing, please head over to friscomusjid.org/volunteer for more information. And lastly, our text-to-donate service is now available. You can plus the amount to 469-5-5-6 and follow the